You all set? You all set?
We're all set.
Jack?
General Cushman will start off with a brief, and then we'll be open to your questions.
General, if you will.
Yes, I'd like to give a little background on what's gone on since Tet. The enemy attacked at Tet, as we all know. The fact that an attack of large scale was to be made was pretty well signaled. What I did not know was whether they would come into the cities and attempt to stay, as they did, or whether they would accept that sacrifice of men, which this course of action would cause them to take. It's now obvious that they did try for the cities. Apparently, they believe if they take the cities, causing us, of course, to fight in the cities, that this may cause a reaction among the people, that this would make them sick of the war. So far, it has apparently not had that effect, I'm glad to say. It has instead made the people quite angry. Now, what happened was that at Quang Nai, they managed to get into a portion of the town, but were thrown out by the Arvin. At Quang Tin, they were defeated by the Arvin before they got into town. At Hoi An, they got into town, and a combination of Korean Marines and Arvin and some U.S. Marines supporting got them out of there in about 2 days. At Da Nang, so far, we've defeated the attempt of the 2nd NVA Division to assault this city. They did put rockets on the airfield. Leaving Wei for the moment, they attacked at Quang Tri and succeeded in getting into a part of the town there, and a combination of U.S. Army and Vietnamese Army ejected them from that city. Pursuit has been vigorous of the enemy wherever we could do it. So far, since the Tet Offensive, the Arvin and the ROC Marines and the U.S. forces have killed about 13,000 of the enemy. So they have paid a price, particularly when you consider that this is for about 7 weeks, and in 52 weeks of last year, the count was 40,000. So the sacrifice that the enemy's making for this splash in the world's press is fairly obvious. Militarily, they are not succeeding. Psychologically, they have not changed the mind of the people here in this country. Now at Wei, it's obvious that they again made a very major effort here, and the gods of war, I guess you'd call it, were in their favor. Out of 22 days, we've had just about 2 days when you could fly. Of course, this has meant that it's strictly a ground struggle against an enemy which is dug into houses, many of them stucco or concrete, dug into holes, dug into ancient walls and pagodas and palaces. In the midst of thousands of civilians who have had to try and make their way to safety as best they could, and by now mostly have done so. They put about a division into that attack, and there are other forces nearby with which I'm sure they are attempting to reinforce, but we have engaged them and are hoping to prevent it. The fight within the city was costly to the enemy. We've now totted up about 3,000 of their enemy killed inside the city, just about equally distributed between U.S. forces and Arvin forces. The U.S. have had, in a round number, 100 killed, and we have killed somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,300. So this is not without price in U.S. lives, but the ratio is actually less than some other actions we've had. In other words, we have lost fewer men for enemy kill than we have in some of our other operations in the past. The problem in Way is that the enemy is now constricted inside the walls to a very tight space, which makes supporting arms difficult to bring in without endangering our own forces. Helicopters can only fly at what most of the time is unacceptable risk. We've managed to get something on the order of 60 helicopter sorties in all of these days, and we've had 60 helicopters shot out of let me refresh my mind here on the total sorties of helicopters. I think it's in the hundreds, but not too many. 446. So it's 446 helicopter flights got in the air, and 60 of them were damaged by gunfire. This, of course, is because the fog forced the helicopters to such a low altitude that anybody with a slingshot can hit one of them. So this is our problem. Close air support by fixed wing has been impossible. We had two planes yesterday for hours trying to get through the clouds, and they never could make it. Consequently, our firepower has been negated because you can't use radar bombing on these pinpoint targets. And of course, in weather like this, we rely on radar bombing in our other positions that we hold and where we require air support. As to the future, I can't give you any prognostication in days, but it shouldn't be too long. However, the problem is to, of course, move fresh troops to relieve those who have been fighting long and hard. Marines require relief in there. The people have been fighting steadily for all this time, and we are endeavoring to do this. The movements of troops, of course, are very difficult into this area. The enemy still has enough positions from which he can bring fire to make any kind of movement extremely hazardous, and we could use helicopters. Why, of course, that'd be a short shake. Well, I'll throw it open to questions now.
General, in view of the fact that you say that because of the limited air power, this is a ground war, why have not the Marines or the United States Army put at least another battalion of troops inside the Citadel and perhaps another battalion to secure the 7 miles of road between Fubai and Quay?
All I'd like to say there is that there are numerous troops introduced into the area. The Citadel, there's only room for so many, actually.
There's room for at least a couple more battalions, aren't there?
I wouldn't think so, no.
Well, the Marines, as most of the people who visit there, find understrength companies holding a front with nothing behind them to keep the snipers cleaned out, the same battalion fighting now for 8 days.
Well, this is the problem, is fresh troops, I would say, and this is what we're trying to get in there. Well, the problem is the movement.
General, are you saying then that the Marines, in a way, don't need reinforcements?
I imagine they could use some, but the people on the scene tell me that what they want is fresh troops rather than just more troops, because the area is so constricted. The Arvin have introduced more troops, but they also had to relieve some. So I say the problem is the actual movement of troops into there. For example, tanks and this sort of thing. We've gotten them in, but the problem is the movement and supply of the troops that are there.
Is there any problem about adequate support from the Arvin?
No, not that I know of. We've been supporting them, as a matter of fact, with helicopter resupply. We moved tanks and howitzers into the Citadel. They have had a zone of action in there, and we have had one. We did not go in there until we were asked to. We were fighting at first south of the Perfume River entirely.
General, can we assume from what you said about the need for fresh troops that this battalion that's been fighting in the Citadel for 8 days is not going to finish the job?
I don't know. I do know that they've had wounded. I say the killed are relatively light for this type of fighting, and relatively light for all of the fighting we've been doing, as a matter of fact, South Vietnam. We have had wounded, however, and this, even though they may come back to duty some weeks hence, it cuts the fighting power at the scene. Consequently, I do want to get fresh units that are up to strength in there and pull the other ones out. And it's entirely a problem of being able to get them in there.
How long does one troop stay in? How many days does one troop stay in?
Well, there's some troops been fighting for about 21 days in and around the city. Others have been in there 8 days, so there's no set time.
General, could you tell us a little bit more about the enemy troops involved and the caliber of them, the units, and who they are? What you mentioned, the division, about a division, could you elaborate on these enemy troops?
Yes, I'd be glad to. The enemy troops were seasoned, primarily NVA troops. These were battalions in regimental formations, which we have encountered in this area from time to time. Well, I said there was a division in there. It actually is a senior headquarters and does not have a divisional number or designation. But it controlled somewhere between 8 and 10 battalions, everything from the highly trained sapper battalions, which there were 2 as far as we know, to infantry battalions. They say they're largely NVA, there's some VC in them, which have roamed the hills and the rice paddies, and we've been fighting off and on since I've been here. But in the past, they stretched from Old Quang Tri all the way down to Ivan Pass, and they brought them together for this and infiltrated other troops to take their place from up north so that they could, for example, carry on the attack at Quang Tri at the same time they attacked Wei.
So the units involved in the fighting, the enemy units involved in the fighting in Wei are not unknown to you?
They've been identified.
General Cushman, I wonder if we could change the subject slightly. Could you discuss the general tactical situation along the DMZ?
It's one of sporadic incoming mortar and artillery fire. That's about all I say as to the activity going on there.
What about the deployment of our forces there? Can you talk about that at all?
Well, only to what's been said many times, I have a division disposed for the defense of that area.
General, do you have any idea whether the NVA are getting not only, I understand they're getting a resupply, but are getting more men in there?
I don't know how many replacements are being put in or other troops. They are getting resupplied, and this is one of our problems, is to fight our way to positions from which we can close that entryway into the city. And it's another reason why we don't just pour more troops into the citadel. Rather, we have other places we want to put these troops to participate in this battle.
General Cushman, 1-5 has got the eastern side of the citadel itself. Could you tell us what Arvin battalions or units are engaged in the center and the west side?
Well, let me just say that Vietnamese Marines, an Arvin regiment, are in the citadel along with the Divisional Reconnaissance Company.
What strength Marines?
I'd rather just leave it at that.
General, when you talked about replacing these troops, 1-5, which is in there now, or adding fresh troops to this, is the Citadel considered to be a Marine show, or is it making a difference to you whether the Army goes in there, or Marines, or as well as fresh troops?
Well, it was an Arvin show till recently. They had so many casualties in the original units in there, which was the Arvin Regiment I mentioned, plus some parachute battalions. They pulled out the parachute battalions and then sent for Vietnamese Marines and asked if I could help, which I could. So I put a battalion in there because by that time we'd managed to clean up the southern part pretty well. It's actually an Arvin show, and I don't have the count, but I think they have more troops than we do in there. And as far as the Army, Army and Marines don't make any difference. They're all in this I Corps, they're all in three MAFs, so we're going after them with everybody available. It doesn't make any difference what kind of suit they wear.
General, since you agreed to help and sent one battalion in there, I presume that you thought that would be enough. Can you tell us what are the factors that have, in your view, have made the Viet Cong resistance more difficult to reduce?
Well, they obviously are sticking to the last man, and you have to kill everyone. And it's very difficult fighting, of course, in a city. You have to go room by room and building by building, particularly when it's that kind of a building. And when it's individual homes, they have dug down into the rubble. I suppose I'm the only one here old enough to remember places like Casino in World War II, but if you read about the fighting in some of those places, you'll realize it's the most difficult kind there is.
General, is there any way that the Marines can secure that highway between Phu Bai and Wei so that the convoys, you can be sure of getting convoys in with troops and supplies by road rather than having them turn back or interdicted?
Yes, there is. By making an attack against the enemy that are in position, a couple of spots there on the road. For a while we had a bridge out, got the bridge back in, able to cross again. And we have moved against the enemy that tried a few ambushes along there.
General, could you talk briefly about Khe Sanh? Been any changes over there in the last 5 days?
No, just more and more bombs laid in around Khe Sanh.
General, could you describe in some more detail the difficulties that you've had in closely encircling the citadel on the land side? I mean, we understand it's closed by water on two sides, the canal and the river.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been told up there that the resupply is coming in through the southwest-western side. What have been the difficulties in encircling that and cutting off that?
The enemy has situated himself in a fortified village, which the 1st Air Cavalry Division has been attacking. Recently reinforced, they're going to hit it again. And when we crack that, we'll be able to get down close to the city.
You said the 1st Air Cavalry Division has been hitting a fortified village outside.
Yes, outside.
You say when you crack that, you're able to what?
We'll be able to move on down to the vicinity of the city. And after some more fighting, we'll be able to cut it off from the resupply route into the mountains.
General, I gather that the 1st Marine Air Wing has a 500-foot ceiling for the C-46s on emergency medevac. Well, since they do mostly contour flying, and since Hueys usually can operate less than that, do you feel that that's a proper order? And
They fly whenever it's combat essential.
Do you think that is too high, that minimum 500 feet, in view of the fact that Hueys often fly much lower?
No, we have to balance the risk against the essentiality of the mission. If we get them all shot down, then we're no better off when the clouds rise and.
Well,
if we didn't have
assault,
any to begin with.
In combat assault evacuations like that, don't most of the pilots fly contour flying anyway, which is to say right on the deck?
Well, not with all the anti-aircraft fires. That's the problem. The weather isn't really so much. I mean, I can fly around at 100 feet, or what my pilot says is 0-0, and find my way into Phu Bai, for example, over the water. But somebody going into Wei at the same altitude gets shot out of the sky. As I say, anybody with a slingshot can get you to 100 feet. And so out of the, as I mentioned, the figures, we had 60 of them shot up because of having to fly in this low altitude. And this was done because it was called combat essential missions. But the altitude is simply one that requires the commander to state and weigh the risk and state that it's combat essential. That's all that altitude means.
Sir, any reports on the extent to which the NBA and BC units were joined by civilians and university students anyway?
No, I have no authoritative reports. I've read what some of the reporters that were there have said and what some of our people that were there have said. And I gather that there were some VC sympathizers, as there are in most places here, that rose up from undercover and tried to help the enemy.
General, you mentioned 100 KIAs, American KIAs. Is that for the whole way operation?
That's beginning on the 29th, I think it was January, or the 30th of January, extending through midnight last night, and just for the city of Way.
And that includes the South Bank as well as the
South Bank and North Bank. It does not include operations of the 1st Air Cav, several clicks to the north.
General, do you feel that, in view of the fact that the enemy has been able to hold this city now since the 31st of January, do you have enough troops in and around Tua Tien province to clean this operation up, do you feel?
Yes, I do. It's not a speedy operation, however. The troops introduced into the area require logistic support. And logistic support north of Ivan Pass is difficult because there's no deep water port there, because the LOCs are being attacked, and again because of the weather.
Have, in fact, the general offensive operations in the Citadel been restricted recently due to high American casualties?
I think the troops have gotten tired, and the casualties are bound to have an effect. The steam goes out, and that's why I'm trying to get, in my case, fresh U.S. Marines in. And in the Arvin case, they've got some people on the move, too.
But have offensive operations virtually come to a standstill for the time being?
No, we killed 21 yesterday.
General Cushman, did you say that possibly the Way situation could be cleaned up in a month, another month?
Well, I don't like to say. If the clouds went away for one day, you'd see a big difference. It's really impossible to say.
General, can you say what are the minimal conditions for airstrikes of ground detection type?
Well, to bring in fixed wings, 1,500 feet. You can attack lower, but for precision work with rockets, you need 1,500 feet. Helicopters, we could hack it, I think, at about, and have done so, the missions I've mentioned, 466, but mostly conducted when it would rise maybe for a few hours to 600 or 700 feet, or sometimes 500 feet. You can work gunships, and you can even work them lower, and we have done so. But the big loads of resupply and bringing in troops and this sort of thing, this is where they really shoot you down if you try to get in there a couple hundred feet.
General, an awful lot of artillery has been brought to bear on the enemy, from gun tanks to cruiser guns and 8-inch howitzers. What would be the difference between that kind of firepower and the firepower that's been brought to bear by fixed-wing aircraft?
Oh, it's fixed-wing aircraft could pry them out of the ground much better. For example, the ones that are dug in on the top of the wall can be gotten at with bombs. Sometimes we've been able to get them with naval gunfire. It gives you another weapon. And not only that, it comes down from a different angle, so that it would be most helpful. But even more helpful would be the fact that we could operate our helicopters, change troops back and forth, you could make air assaults, you could do various things.
Given that the area is so constricted, General, I mean, isn't air the activation of ground attack, air power, more difficult than artillery in this case?
I'm sorry, could you...
Well, that the area is very constricted.
Yes.
And that you have very little space between your men and the other men.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it more difficult to apply rockets and bombing than it is artillery, less precise?
In certain spots, yes. Yes, that's true. But as I say, again, up on top of the wall where they've dug in, the airman can see and bring his fire down on it. It's very difficult to spot artillery fire up there.
General Cushman, a lot of people...
I was going to say, in any shorts or overs with artillery, you're in trouble in that restricted space, whereas the air can come down more at an angle, a little safer.
General Cushman, a lot of people believe that the war is going to come to a head this year up along the DMZ. Could you address yourself briefly to that, sir?
Well, I think that the enemy's present attacks are on a scale such that he must either come to a conclusion within a matter of a few months, probably, or else subside back into another type of warfare. I don't see how he can keep the tremendous replacement and resupply rate that's required for this tempo of operations.
Have we enough troops to meet that threat if it comes?
In my opinion, I have enough, yes.
General, do you think that one of the talk in Saigon about a three-pronged enemy attack, do you think that attack will be launched against KSI? It's been quite a few days now since anything has happened up there, other than mortars being blocked and rockets. Do you think KSI is still the focal point?
Well, I never try to read what the enemy has in mind. This might get me to do the wrong thing. He's capable of attacking Quezon with a couple of divisions and at the same time attacking other places along the DMZ with a division plus.
Thank you very much, General.
Okay.
Appreciate you coming over.
Thank you all.
Thank you, General.
Thank you.